Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
After a 40-year-plus campaign by Families for Justice, the jury at the inquest, the Stardust Inquest, delivered, as you've been hearing, a verdict of unlawful killing. The families have been giving a brief press conference outside of the coroner's court, and Una Kelly has been watching proceedings all day, and she's with me now. Bring us up to speed. What's the latest, Una?
Yes, Cormac, the press conference has just finished here at the Garden of Remembrance. The families came out of the pillar room at the rotunda. They were holding the banner that said they never came home and had photos of all 48 of them. As they walked up, they had loudspeakers playing the song You'll Never Walk Alone, and then gathered for photographs on the steps of the Gardens of Remembrance. In the past, while the two shouts you're hearing most are shouts for truth and justice, that's the message that they're really driving home today. And then they lined up the solicitor, Dara Mackin, for the families, said some words. He talked about the fact that the campaign for truth and justice was started by a powerful woman, Christine Keegan, and then it was ended by what he said was a powerful woman, the coroner, Moira Cullinan, who he said did what no one else could have done before. He also said that it proved that the law is not just for the rich, but that the law is for the truth. Then some of the families came up to speak. Most of them were just saying what a relief it was to finally know what happened to their relatives who died that night. Lisa Lawler was just a baby when her two parents died in the fire. She said that it was just a relief to finally know what she had not known of her whole life, of what exactly happened in the Stardust on that night. But also then there has been some calls for a meaningful apology from the Irish government. The family of Thelma Fraser were the first to say that. Dara Mackin, the solicitor, also echoed it. And some of the families now said that the campaign isn't over and that they'll be seeking that apology for all they've been put through over the previous years.
Can you bring me back to the moment when the jury delivered the verdict of unlawful killing, Una? I know there was an outpouring of emotion and passion, wasn't there?
There certainly was, Cormac. I was standing just in the back of the room, so the families were seated. The room was absolutely packed. Most of the legal representatives had given up their seats so that the families could sit down. Over on the left is where most of them were. They were holding photographs of their loved ones. They were sitting underneath photos of all 48. Now, when the verdicts were coming, they went through all 48. First of all, it was just about the identification, the date that they were identified, the cause of death, the date of death, and the place of death. The family sat there just silently, looking quite impassive. But then it got into the verdicts about the cause of the fire. And when the moment came where it was said that the fire was caught, the jury were saying that the fire was caused by an electrical fault in the hot press. There were some gasps and murmurs at that point then. We then also heard that the fact that some of the exits were locked that night had impeded the ability of people to access the exits and escape that night. And then the big moment where it came to the final verdict of unlawful killing. Just before that, the tension in the room was really something else. And when unlawful killing was announced, some of the family stood up. They cheered, they were hugging, they were crying. Some were just sitting down. You could see in the seconds before, some had their hands together saying a prayer, and the relief that washed over them when that came. Then the coroner, Moira Cullinan, had to ask for some calm in the court for the proceedings to finish. Things then calmed down, but you could just hear people crying in the courtroom, the sounds of sobbing muffled, echoing all around there. Yeah. And then when you came out, it was just people looking either thrilled or slightly stunned, hugging each other, just completely relieved that this journey had come to an end.
And as you say, Una, in the last few minutes, family members and their lawyers have been addressing the media at the Garden of Remembrance. Maurice Fraser, brother of the late Thelma Fraser, thanked the coroner and others involved at the inquest.
We, the family of Thelma Fraser, extend our heartfelt gratitude to the coroner, her team, as well as the jury of our peers. We deeply appreciate the care and attention given to listening to our stories and to hearing the exhaustive witness evidence. We understand that it was undoubtedly a challenging endeavour. Thank you for your compassion, your dedication throughout this process. We thank the Stardust Victims Committee and all involved with them throughout the years. We will always remember our dear friend Charlie Board and his family.
Martin Fraser also called for a meaningful public apology from the Irish state.
Throughout this journey, families have endured the unbearable pain of losing parents, siblings and cherished friends even decades later. For those decades, our hearts and minds have been shattered and the mental toll has been overwhelming and exhausting, persisting day after weary day. In 2009, the finding of the Stardust Tribunal 1981 probable arson was finally removed. That's 28 years later. 28 years of our loved ones' names smeared with the label of arson. One of the most despicable crimes imaginable. This is why we, the families, need a meaningful public apology from the Irish state.
Yes!
While today brings a glimmer of relief for those Bordens, we now know deep down that it can never erase the void left by our loved ones' absence.
And there you heard from Martin Fraser to applause when he asked for an apology there. Dara Mackin, solicitor for a majority of the family, said it was a day of mixed emotions.
Today, the record has forever been corrected. Today, the record reflects what these families have known for four decades, that the 48 children and young people killed in the Stardust were unlawfully killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whilst today is a day of great happiness, it is also a day of great sadness. Sadness when we reflect on our absent friends and families. The late and great Eugene Kelly, Christine Keegan and Charlie Bird seen the handing in of the application for this fresh inquest, but tragically they never lived to see the conclusion. Many suffered so that someday many generations may live in justice and peace. The very many family members and former Stardust Committee members who tirelessly fought for over four decades to see this day, but never did.
And that's Solicitor Dara Mackin. So, Una Kelly, if I can go back to you then, the relatives, the families and the campaigners have talked about the mental toll this has taken on them. Some of them, like Lisa Lawler, saying that she lost both her parents when, in her own words, she was in her nappies. Some of these people have been campaigning all of their lives for justice. Does a campaign go on now, or are they waiting for a swift response from government on that apology?
They didn't say about whether they expected it to be swift or not, Cormac, but they did say, I mean, at the moment that the verdict was announced, she kind of felt that people were processing things. Now, after this press conference at the Garden of Remembrance, there is a sense that things are turning to next steps now. And when they've said that they're hoping to get an apology from the Irish government, a meaningful apology. They didn't say whether they think that that will be a struggle or not, but they're hoping that that will come soon. They said for everything that they have been put through over the past few years, but they did emphasise that this isn't the campaign ending now and that the campaign will go on until they get that apology.
Okay, Una Kelly at the Garden of Remembrance, thank you very much indeed.